Thank you all for coming. Before I get started, I'd just like to acknowledge my co-authors, Dr. Craig Bednarz of Texas Tech University and Texas AgriLife Research, Erica Kay of Texas Tech University and AgriLife Research, and also James Bardowski of Texas AgriLife Research. There are more than 3 million acres planted annually on the Texas High Plains. This represents more than 40% of the U.S. crop. The Texas High Plains haven't been reducing their acres as fast as the other states have been. The economic viability to the region is heavily dependent on cotton production, given that there is over 3 million acres. One of the biggest problems with cotton in this region is its fiber maturity, and cotton price is based on quality. Among the cotton fiber properties, fiber maturity is one of, if not most, the most important factor. Maturity influences dye uptake, strengths, lengths, and the overall quality of the cotton fiber. Immature fibers are weak and can break under the mechanical stresses of ginning and harvesting. That will create a lot of short fibers. Short fibers are not going to make good quality fabric. And also, immature fibers have less cellulose within them, which dye cannot then absorb to it as well. Past research have shown that the top 4 or 5 nodes of a cotton plant contribute a large amount of immature fibers, but contribute very little to yield. It's only like 2%. And as bolls and squares are aborted off of a cotton plant, the plant will compensate by putting those resources into bolls that would have time to fully mature. And also, there's been past research showing that water deficit later in the growing season is a good way to stop vegetative growth and stop those last few bolls. Cotton has indeterminate growth, so given those significant resources, water, fertilizer, it will just continue to fruit for an extended period of time. And the physiological maturity of a cotton plant is considered to be somewhere around 5 nodes above white flower. So the purpose of this study is to determine the optimum time to terminate irrigation to improve fiber maturity and maximize profit. We want to do this by eliminating those last few bolls that don't have time to fully mature. And also, increased irrigation leads to an increase in yield most of the time, but sometimes it also does lead to a decrease in fiber quality. So the experimental design of this study is a split plot design, with the main treatment being irrigation and the subtreatment being cultivar. And the data was analyzed using SAS 9.1, and the loan values were done using the 08 loan value for all years and all locations. We chose to do it this way so that we kept it constant, since the loan value does change year by year. There are two locations for this study: the Helms Farm in Halfway, Texas, and for 07, 08, and 09, and the Quaker Farm in Lubbock, Texas, in 08 and 09. There are 3 replications at all locations, and before the crop reaches that termination time, either the 5 nodes above white flower plus 2 weeks or whatever it is, all those plots receive the exact same amount of irrigation. It's all treated the same, and we irrigated it very similar to how a producer in the area would do this. There are 3 irrigation terminations: 5 nodes above white flower plus 2 weeks, 5 nodes above white flower plus 4 weeks, and 5 nodes above white flower plus 6 weeks. After it reaches that termination time, there is no additional irrigation applied. There was 5 cultivars used in this. They range from being a very early maturing variety, such as Phytogen 370, to a medium maturity, and maybe slightly to a full maturity of a Fibermax 960. These 5 cultivars are 5 cultivars that could be found grown on the Texas High Plains. Both locations have a subsurface drip, The Quaker drip tape is under every row, where the halfway location is under every other row. Ginning was done at the USDA MicroGen in Lubbock, Texas. This was done to see how the fiber would perform at a commercial gin. We wanted to see if a producer was to run this through, you know, in a large scale, how would it come out. The cotton fiber quality data was analyzed at the Fiber and Bipolymer Research Institute in Lubbock, Texas, using both HVI and APHIS on all samples. Some of the rainfall and irrigation data. I want to point out before I move on that the 08 Quaker location received that large amount of rain during the terminations. It received starting, I believe it was like right after the first termination, and then received a large 6-inch rain right towards the end of that termination 3. And you'll be able to see this, what the effect it had on it later. This this here shows a picture of the plots, and the one farthest to your right would be the termination 1, that nodes above white flower plus 2 weeks, and then the one to the left of that would be the 6 week, and the one furthest to the left would be the 4 week. You can see that termination number 1 is obviously more stressed than the other two. And lint yield, you can see that in termination 1 in every year saw the lowest yield, and termination 3 seeing the highest. And then you might make a note that halfway 2007 was a very good growing season and saw a very high yield. And then the lint yield by cultivars. This is a cultivar effect only. There was no interaction with irrigation. Length, the termination 1 saw the shortest lengths in all three years. And immature fiber content, termination number 1 saw a lower amount in 2 out of 3 locations. Short fiber content, termination number 1 saw a lower amount in 1 out of the 3. And micronair value, good micronair value, the premium is right around 3.8 to 4.2. And you can see that really sharp drop off from termination 1 to 2. And then we didn't see that drop off in the 08 Quaker location because of that large amount of rainfall that was received during the terminations. We'll look at some cultivar quality data. And immature fiber content here, you can see that Phygen 370, being the earliest one that is in this study, had the lowest amount. And then that FiberMax 960, still doing well even though it's a little higher in, or much higher in maturity. And then micronair values, that Phygen 370 doing well again. And then links, this is where the Phygen 370 variety didn't do quite as well as those FiberMax lines. And the maturity ratio, for maturity ratio, the higher the number the better. And that Phygen 370 did pretty well again in 2 of the 3. And those FiberMax varieties did pretty well again. Loan values, because of the, you get a discount on length and micronair, you can see that there really is no difference. Where one lacked on length, it gained on micronair. So that's why you see those loan values being pretty close to the same. And then loan values by termination. Termination 1 had the highest amount in 2 out of 3 locations. And this graph here, the cost of water on the High Plains varies quite a bit depending on the depth of water and the means of pumping it. And it can be anywhere from as cheap as $5, and 12 is definitely the high range, which probably we're not really there yet. But with the cost of energy going up, at some point we will be. And if you remember in halfway of 07, we had that extremely high yield. And with a really high yielding year, you can see that after you factor out that cost of irrigation, that it didn't matter what the cost was, you can just water it, and that termination 3 would still be the highest profitable situation. But when you look at halfway 08, which is probably a more realistic year on the High Plains, you can see when you get to that cost, that $7.50 or $10, then the termination 2 becomes a more profitable situation. And by the time you get to $12, even the termination 1 becomes more profitable. So some conclusions that we made about the study: the earlier irrigation termination did see an increase in fiber quality and maturity in 2 out of 3 locations. There was an increase in yield with the later irrigation termination. And if the water costs are high, the profit maximizing point is not always going to be that highest yielding point. So some future studies that might be done from this. Similar studies in the future could include closer irrigation terminations. We did every 2 weeks. Maybe as we look at the 09 data, we can look and see. Maybe it would only be like every week. And it would also be interesting to see this on the South Plains. A lot of farmers use a pivot system. And with a pivot, you're usually going to get that lower yield. So I think it'd be interesting to see this done under a pivot irrigation system. I'd like to thank Dr. Bednarz, Dr. Johnson, and Dr. Kay, my committee members, Ben Mullinex for his help with the statistics, Mark Kelly for his help with the loan values, the Bednarz crew for their help in the field, the Texas Department of Agriculture and the Texas State Support Committee for Cotton for their financial support, and the USDA ARS Lubbock for their use of their gin. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Any questions for Jason?
I have one, Jason.
Yes.
One of your justifications for terminating irrigation early was easier defoliation. Did you guys look at that, or did you notice any difference in how easy those different irrigation regimes were to defoliate?
No, we did not. You know, I guess the purpose of study wasn't necessarily to... It's when I say vegetative growth, I was really meaning those bowls that we don't want. And two, it will help stop those leaves. But no, we didn't actually look at that.
Okay.
Jason, I'm just curious,
yes.
how different were the harvest dates? Did y'all harvest the plots on the same day?
Yes, at by location, they were harvested on the exact same day.
Okay. What do you feel the primary differences in your numbers were between the two locations?
Well, the halfway location has the different drip system. It's under every other row, where Quaker's under every row. And then actually halfway is quite a bit further north than Lubbock, so you're actually going to have less growing degree days, heat units. So that would also affect, you can probably see that in the yield. Yeah, and yes, that is true. You probably could have harvested just a little bit earlier. That would speed up harvest.
Do you have an estimation of 2-3 days or a week before?
Yeah, you wouldn't be looking at much more than probably a week.
All right. Thank you, Jason.